Who lost the money? English reader for beginner and elementary level. Chapter 11. Maybe it is a revenge for firing. Detective Tom Miller sits in his office. He attentively reads strange findings reports. Why does Otto's money turn up this way? Tom thinks and decides to talk to Otto Nelson about it. He walks out of the office and goes to the hotel. The receptionist says that Otto Nelson went to dine at a restaurant. Tom goes into the restaurant, sees Otto Nelson, and approaches his table. "Good day, Mr. Otto Nelson." The detective greets him. "Good day, detective." Otto answers. "Can we speak about your case now?" asks Tom. "Yes, of course," answers Otto. "Yesterday two bags with the money were found. Your business card was there as well," says Tom. "You have found my money?" asks Otto. "Not all your money," answers the detective. "There were $20,000 in one bag, and $15,000 in the other. $35,000 in total." "Where could the rest of the money be?" asks Otto. "Doesn't it surprise you that both bags were found by different people in different places not far from the hotel?" the detective asks. "I don't know," says Otto. "Who do you think could have done this? And above all, what does he do it for?" the detective continues. "I think it can be a soccer player who I have fired from the soccer club. In such cases, some sportspersons believe that it is my fault." "Maybe it is a revenge for firing," Otto says. "I understand. I will speak to the soccer players who have been fired recently," the detective answers. "I have no other versions," Otto says. "Okay. Thank you for the information." "Goodbye," says Tom and leaves. "Goodbye," says Otto. It's morning. The sun is shining, but it is still fresh. Lee is a student and she works au pair in a family. There are two children in the family. They are Thomas and Linda. Thomas is 8 years old. He is a very smart and obedient boy. He goes to school. Linda is 3 years old. She is a joyful little girl. Linda goes to the kindergarten. Lee likes taking care of them. Lee needs to feed the children. Then she has to take them to school and kindergarten. She goes up to the children's room. The children are still in their pajamas. They play and laugh. The children are very happy to see Lee. They run to her and hug her. Lee leads the children to the bathroom. She washes Linda's face and helps her get dressed. Thomas washes his face and gets dressed by himself. From the bathroom, everyone goes to the kitchen. Lee prepares breakfast for the children. She opens the refrigerator and takes out milk, sausage, and cheese. Then she gets oat flakes from the cabinet. The children always eat oat flakes with milk or sandwiches with sausage and cheese for breakfast. Lee puts oat flakes into bowls and pours milk over them. Then Lee prepares the sandwiches. She slices the bread, sausage, and cheese and makes the sandwiches. Lee looks at the clock. They must not be late to school and kindergarten. At this moment, Linda takes the knife. "Linda, you must not take the knife. You can hurt yourself," says Lee and hides the knife in the cabinet. Lee takes a cup from the cabinet. She pours coffee and sugar into it. Lee often drinks coffee and eats sandwiches in the morning. She gets spoons from the table drawer. "Children, the breakfast is ready," Lee calls the children. The children sit at the table. They delightedly eat oat flakes with milk. Lee drinks her coffee and eats her sandwich. She wraps one sandwich in paper and puts it in Thomas' school bag. After the breakfast, Lee cleans the table. She washes the plates and cups and puts them in the cabinet. She puts clean spoons into the table drawer. She puts sausage and cheese into the refrigerator. After breakfast, children take their school bags and go out on the street with Lee. They get into the car. Lee drives Thomas to school and then Linda to kindergarten. Then Lee goes to the university. Today she must pass the computer science test. She gets out of the car on the parking lot. Lee walks to the parking exit quickly. Suddenly she notices a bag next to the coffee machine. There are no people around, and Lee is curious about what's inside. She looks into the bag and sees bundles of money in it. Lee is surprised. She gets several money bundles out. She sees a business card. Otto, sports manager, Lee reads. The girl looks around one more time. Probably the owner of the bag is somewhere nearby, but the parking lot is empty. There is nothing but cars in it. Lee puts the money back in the bag, puts it on its spot, and takes several steps back. Then she comes back quickly, takes the bag with the money, and takes it into her car. Questions and answers. Where does the detective meet with Otto? The detective meets with Otto at a restaurant. Who does Otto suspect in the money theft? Otto suspects a soccer player who is fired from the club. What does Lee do? Lee is a student, and she works as an au pair in a family. How many children are in the family in which Lee works? There are two children in the family. What do children and Lee do before breakfast? They wash their faces before breakfast. What does Lee cook for the children's breakfast? Lee prepares oat flakes with milk and sandwiches with sausage and cheese for breakfast. What does Lee drink in the morning? Lee often drinks coffee in the morning. What does Linda take in the kitchen? Linda picks up the knife in the kitchen. What does Lee find on the university parking lot? Lee finds a bag with money on the university parking lot. What does Lee do with her find? Lee takes the bag and brings it into her car.